Thank you for giving me sanity.
Remember when I said we were both normal?
Yeah.
I take that back.
Really? Mihaw.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Shannon.
Hey, Deontay.
How's it going?
It's going.
You know what? I spend a lot of time on the internet.
Right.
And I love like quizzes and all of those questionnaires that you do on Facebook that you're not supposed to do because it gives access to your account. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to do that. But I think it's fascinating.
It is fascinating and it's fun.
Yeah. And they tell you like what color you are and what your personality is.
And I always want to know if I test or I get the same result as the person who posted it.
I know. And I always want to take the test two or three times to see if I can switch it up a little bit and see if it's the same. And my favorite is when it tells you like you're a 100%, you know this 100%. But I think I got some of them wrong when it doesn't tell you what the actual answer is.
Right. And then you want to go back and Google it, but you can't remember the question to Google it. So
exactly.
You're kind of stuck depending on the results. And I never completely buy into it. But anyway, what does this have to do with anything?
I thought it would be fun if we did word association.
Oh, you texted me about this the other day, and I think I got nervous about it. And I think I'm getting nervous again now that you've mentioned it just now.
So...
Oh boy.
I have a list.
Okay.
It's the same list for both of us, but I think my memory's bad enough that I won't remember the words after I give them to you.
Okay.
So I'm going to call out the words to you first, and you have to tell me the first word that pops into your head, and then I'm going to analyze you.
Okay. So you're going to give me one word at a time or a group of words, and I'm supposed to react to all of the words?
Let's do a group of words. We'll just go straight down the list.
Okay.
And see if there's any correlation.
And is there a right or a wrong answer?
There's no right or wrong answer.
Okay. There and just the, might be mental stability versus instability.
Right. And the analysis is totally mine.
Okay. I'll do this. Let's go.
Okay. Ready?
I think so.
Coat.
Cold.
Bed.
Sleep.
Day.
Wasted.
Ears.
Wax.
Love.
Ugh.
Hot.
Cold.
Star.
Shine.
English.
Accent.
Coffee.
Ick.
Horse.
Nay. Or meehaw.
I'm pretty sure that last one makes you certifiable.
Okay, thanks.
Day.
Night.
That's not what you said.
Wasted.
I think most of yours were pretty, well, the love.
I'm not in a good spot right now.
I can tell.
Yeah.
But I think you did pretty, I think those were pretty standard.
Thank you. I want to be standard or above standard.
Day wasted.
I feel like days are wasted a lot of times. Yeah, especially lately.
Oh.
But
in my head, I was thinking like,
Drunk?
Yeah, day drinking wasted.
5 years ago, that would have been me, yes, all the time. Day drunk. Passed out on a park bench somewhere, hoping my friend finds me. That was me a few years ago, but...
I remember that you.
Not now. Okay, so you think I'm okay?
Yeah,
okay. All right, so you want me to do the list for you now?
Yes, because I won't remember.
I'll try and mix it up.
Okay.
Just in case you do.
Okay.
Hot.
Cold.
Love.
Hate.
Star.
Shine.
English.
Spanish.
Day.
Night.
Bed.
Room.
Coat.
Tail.
Coat tail?
Yeah, like a coattail.
Oh, gosh. Coffee.
Starbucks.
Ears.
Gross.
Horse.
Ish.
Okay, yeah. If the horsey sound wasn't the first one in my brain, it would have been that too. I think you're somewhat, I mean, I think that that's exactly what I would expect most people to answer in association with the words that you brought.
That's funny.
So I'm going to call you sane.
Okay.
Okay, do you want me to read these to you first or?
Yeah, you read these to me. We'll just do one side because there's a lot of them.
Okay. Head.
Cold.
Green.
Blue.
Water.
Wet.
To sing.
To shout.
Dead.
Alive.
Long.
Short.
Ship.
Wreck.
Pay.
Day.
Window.
Sill.
Friendly.
Mean.
No. Oh, to cook.
To clean.
To ask.
Give.
Cold.
Hot.
Stem.
Cells.
Okay. Again, I mean, I honestly, I'm not one to judge anybody on their sanity, but I think that most of those are exactly what I would expect, except for maybe coat. Was coat on this one or the last one?
No, coat was on the other one.
I wouldn't have gone with coattail. That's very formal and uppity. But beyond that, I think you did good.
I don't know how that popped into my head.
There's not one answer that you gave that is sticking out in my head as, oh my gosh.
That's good.
So I think you're doing okay.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Okay, okay. My turn.
Okay, I'm going to do the other side.
Okay.
Frog.
Ribbit.
Hunger.
Pizza.
White.
I see a white padded room.
Child.
Cry.
To take care.
Love language.
Pencil.
Sharpen.
Sad.
I see an emoji, a sad face emoji.
Plum.
Fruit.
To marry.
Commitment.
House.
Commitment.
Sweetheart.
Commitment.
Glass.
Broken.
To quarrel.
Commitment.
I think there's a theme there.
You think so? But overall, would you say that my state of mind is good or bad?
I'm going to go with stable.
Stable. Okay, that's good. That's a positive.
Stable.
Sometimes you take any little snippet of positive you can get and run with it. So that's what I'm going to choose to do, is run with that snippet of positive you just gave me. Thank you. Thank you for giving me sanity.
It interests me that you are so visual.
I'm very visual. I'm a visual thinker.
I mean, I am too.
But except for experiences. With experiences, I relate emotions to that, as I think most females do. But as far as general words and terminology and stuff like that, I'm very visual.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a visual person too. I'm a visual learner. I do better when I see things than if I hear them. But it just, I thought it was interesting that you didn't like just pop out with a word. You were like, I'm seeing.
Well, that's how it works in my head. You say white, and I automatically, I don't know why, but what is that movie? There's some movie where the guy and the girl go into the bounce house to make out or something, and it's red in the movie, but for some reason I see it as white, and it becomes a white padded room in my head. Don't ask me why. I don't know. I can't explain me most of the time, but it is what it is, and you can love it or hate it. Take it or leave it, whatever.
I haven't seen that movie.
Okay, well, if I probably could recommend it if I could remember what in the heck it was, but I can't. So, do you want to continue with this word association game that you've got going, or what?
I think we're both normal.
You think so?
Yeah, I was looking to see something.
Give me one more list. Do you have more?
I do.
Okay, this is exciting.
Okay.
I think it helps you understand me.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Oh, here we go. To dance.
Footloose.
Lake.
Happy.
Sick.
Snotty nose.
Pride.
Gay.
To cook.
Cut your finger off.
Ink.
Splotch, like on a shirt.
Angry.
Me.
Needle.
Giving myself an allergy shot in the stomach.
Voyage.
I see the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Blue.
I see the sky.
Lamp.
I love lamp.
To sin.
To sin, S-I-N. I think of all the documentaries I've been watching lately about Catholic priests and how they're horrible people.
Bread.
Church.
Rich.
Kelly Raspberry.
Tree.
The growing tree.
To prick.
Oh, not a prick?
No.
To prick. I see me sitting in a lab room with the tourniquet on my arm. The tourniquet's the worst part when they do that. That bothers me more than the needle. And then they take my middle finger and they stick it with that thing that's not quite a needle. It's thicker than the needle. You know what I'm talking about? So that they can get the finger from your blood to put on the slide and stick it under the microscope.
Pity.
I pity the fool.
Yellow.
Coldplay.
Mountain.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Remember when I said we were both normal?
Yeah.
I take that back.
Really? Again, I associate emotions with a lot of things and my extreme dislike for tourniquets.
Oh my God.
They bother me so much. I can handle the needle. I can handle the stick. I can handle everything but the tourniquet. Oh my, it makes me want to pass out. Just talking about it right now, my eyes are getting kind of, I feel almost dizzy talking about it.
I think word association is just supposed to be one word.
It's not.
So the word would be like scary or dangerous or yucky.
That's not how my brain works though.
Not. I'm in the room and I see the tourniquet and there here comes a squeezy thing and then they squeeze your finger and then they slap it on the slide and then they look at it under the microscope and you're about to pass out.
I love you.
I love you too.
Guess what? I love you.
Goodbye.